We end this hour with a recap of our main story today, the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. A total of 28 people, including the gunman, have been confirmed dead. This morning, around 9:30, a man walked into Sandy Hook Elementary and opened fire, killing 6 adults and 20 children. The gunman also died at the school. Another adult was killed before the rampage at a home in Newtown.
When second-grade teacher Abby Clements first heard gunshots at Sandy Hook, she wondered if they could be folding chairs falling to the ground. She soon realized they were gunshots and quickly pulled 2 students from the hallway into her classroom. She described what happened next to member station KPCC.
We went into lockdown, which meant that I ran to get the keys. I told the kids to sit in the place where we practice for emergencies. And the thing was that the PA system was on the entire time. So you could hear the shots, and there were a lot of gunshots. And so it was scary because even though we didn't see what was going on, we could hear it.
Abby Clements says some of her students are as young as 6. She did her best to keep them calm.
Some of them were crying, and some, were really, really scared, and others kind of just looked like shocked, just quiet and sitting and waiting. And they just, wanted their moms and dads. They wanted to go home, and I was just trying my best to keep everybody calm. And it was actually, I wanted them to be quiet so I can hear what to do, but I also wanted to make a lot of noise so that they didn't have to hear all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I read them a couple of books, and we did the best we could, and thank God all my guys got out. But seeing the parents of the kids that...
Second grade teacher Abby Clements speaking on member station KPCC's program Air Talk.
An emotional President Obama spoke about the day's events at the White House. He said meaningful action must be taken to prevent tragedies like this in the future, regardless, he said, of the politics. The Sandy Hook school shooting is among the deadliest in U.S. history. In honor of the victims, the president has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff on all federal buildings until December 18th.